Hubby, come on. Hubby, wake up. I've got a wonderful surprise for you that I know you will just love. You'll love it. You'll adore it. You'll cherish it. It'll make your day. No, no. Not just 5 more minutes. I know what that means. That means significantly more than 5 minutes. I mean, I admit you look cute when you sleep. But you look cute when you're awake too. So get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Come on. Get out of bed. Please, hubby. I beg you, please, 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 please. Okay, my begging is over. I shall now commence more advanced negotiation tactics. If you get out of bed within the next 15 seconds, I will give you at least one hug. Probably more. Possibly more. There we go. Spread your arms wide for me and hug. I hope I'm not too cold. I'd hate to make you freeze when you just left the warmth of your blanket. You, on the other hand, are so warm. It's just perfect. You can hug tighter, you know? My spine is still in one piece. Well, okay. The spine isn't one piece. Then I wouldn't be very flexible. But you know what I mean. Oh, sorry. Was I too tight? I'll let go. Okay, now for the surprise. The surprise is... It's a snow day. It's a snow day. And that's putting it lightly. It's like someone took the Atlantic Ocean, turned it all into snow, and then dumped it on us. And you know what that means. You don't have to go anywhere. Schools are canceled. Workplaces are canceled. The only thing that isn't canceled is our time together. So come on, let's spend time together. Let's do a couple things. We can play games together. I'll start. Let's play a guessing game. Guess how long I was watching you sleep. Hubby, I am shocked he would even think of that. Appalled. Flabbergasted. Do you really think I used my magic snow powers to cause the snow day? Just so we could spend a day together? Don't you know how much damage this ridiculously large amount of snow has caused? It must have cost at least millions of dollars in damage. Think of all the caved-in roofs, or of all the lost labor hours due to workplaces shutting down. Despite any evidence to the contrary. But enough about that. You're changing the subject, aren't you? The real issue is how we're going to spend our day alone together. What game do you want to play first? How about we have a staring contest? I mean, I know I have an unfair advantage, since I can stare at you for hours without blinking. But tell you what, I'll play with a handicap. I lose if I blink once, and you lose if you blink 100 times. Or maybe we can play something else? Like a memory game. Not to brag. Well, okay, maybe I am bragging a lot here, but I'm super good at memory games. I'm like an elephant. I never forget. For instance, I can recall the first and last names of every woman who ever hit on you, many of which mysteriously developed hyperthermia. You really should have dressed in layers and not those showy, provocative excuses for clothing. Oh well, happy little accidents. Ooh. How about we play some tag? Oh, sorry, hubby. I know this is another game that I have an unfair advantage in. After all, I'm so good at chasing you down. I did it all the time before we got married. Without any regrets, mind you. You gave my legs quite a workout. See for yourself. With you staring like that, maybe you can beat me in the staring contest. Anyway, tag might be a bit much for you. Since I'll never let you get away, I'll pounce on you like a tiger. My predator instinct is too strong with you in my sights, along with some of my other instincts, obviously. Oh, but maybe we can use a handicap in this game too. That might even the odds a bit. I could wear a blindfold if you'd like. You still won't be able to get away from me. Nothing will let you do that. But it could give you more of a fighting chance. You know, it'd let you put up more of a struggle. That could make things more fun for the both of us. And I'm sure you'd love the sight of me in the blindfold. Though, even when wearing one, I'd still be able to catch you from your scent alone. Your scent is so unique to you. It's branded into my memory. It was like that the very moment I first met you. Oh, but don't worry. That's not to say you smell weird or bad. You smell fine. Fine. Very fine. Oh, what were we talking about again? Sorry. Wait, my game suggestions? I'm really sorry, hubby. I know I suggested some pretty childish game. I'm sorry for that. I know I'm mentally a 12-year-old. But, if you'd like, we could play a more, adult game. What do you say? Like chess! So, I think it's maybe the only game we could play where you have a fair shot at beating me. I have made some pretty chess pieces out of ice for the board, though. They're in the freezer, actually. They're nowhere near as beautiful as the pieces I made of you, though, of course. But maybe you don't want to play any games. Honestly, almost anything we do will be fun if we do it together. Although, if you are up for a game, we could play Truth or Dare. I personally prefer being dared. Because, you know, I'm up for anything. But if you don't want to play any games, that's fine too. What's important is that we're spending our time together. We could sort of have an indoor date today, you know? I mean, it can't be outside because of the ungodly amount of snow, which, let me just remind you again, is not my fault. But yeah, doesn't that just sound so absolutely lovely? I have this whole list of things in my notebook that we could do as fun date activities. I have lots of time to write and brainstorm them because, well, I don't have many other things to do when I get lonely because I'm awake, but then you're still asleep. For instance, we could watch a movie together. That's always a classic option. And of course, since I am your loving and understanding snow angel, I just love that you call me your snow angel. That's such a cute and adorable pet name that you gave me. Just love it so much. But because I am your loving and understanding snow angel, we can watch whatever movie you want. Seriously, Go ahead and pick. You know I'm not controlling. But if you don't have any idea of what you want to watch, then might I recommend a horror movie? That way, when you get scared of the monster or alien or whatever, you can just cling to me. You can put your arms around me tightly and maybe rest your hand on my waist. Or lower. Or better yet, I could pretend to be scared if you're feeling into that. Then I could cling to you and you get to act with the big, strong man protecting me. Whatever floats your boat, really. Whatever raises your spirit. Among other things. In fact, if you'd like me to recommend a specific horror movie, then how about The Stalker of Oakview? Though to be fair, even though everyone says it's a horror movie, I think it would be more accurately classified as a romance movie. I mean, the female lead was always watching the male lead to make sure that he was safe, and she even protected him from all his awful exes that could never love him like she did. And she even sent him letters and roses every single day, even when he would try to move away again and again, which is actually kind of sweet. Playing hard to get like that just to give her the thrill of the chase. The two of them are such a cute couple. No wonder they drew so much attention, even from the federal law enforcement. Oh, I'm so sorry, hubby. I didn't mean to spoil you like that. I don't suppose you could just forget everything I just said? No? Well, I suppose we'll have to watch something else then. Assuming we still want to watch a movie anyway. Because, you know, we don't have to watch a movie, hubby. There are so many romantic things we can do together. Like, how about we make a time capsule? We could collect all of our little memories together and put them in a nice metal container. We could even make it heart-shaped. Cliché, I know, but I like the idea. It'd be a monument to our love story, after all. And our love story is really such a sweet one. We could put one of those candy bars you like inside a time capsule. Remember when the candy bar you like was discontinued? They weren't making it anymore? And so you couldn't get your favorite candy bar any longer, and we can't be having that because you are the sweetest, most precious little darling in the whole entire world. And if you want your favorite candy bar, then damn right you're getting it. That's why I had to track down the old employees and interrogate them to find out how they made a candy bar when the recipe was a closely guarded secret. We could even include a recipe for the candy bar in the time capsule as well. Though, maybe we could add a little addition to the recipe. At the end, we'd say, and the most important ingredient is the snow angel's love. I love that pet name, Snow Angel. I love it so much. I just love it. Love it. I love you. I love you. I love you, hubby. Just love you. Just want to kiss you all over until you've got more hickeys than eyelashes. But back to our time capsule. Our lovely, 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 lovely time capsule that we can open together in 30 or so years. And I emphasize together because we will definitely still be married together in 30 years. Because we will never separate. We were destined to be together for all eternity, and I will brutally crush any destiny to the contrary. Mark my words. But yeah, what else can we put in our time capsule? Darling, you could put some photos of us together in there. Maybe even some innocent ones. Ooh. What about a copy of our marriage certificate? I mean, the real one? Not the fake one that I forged early on in our relationship. I think an obvious choice is a copy of the first love letter sent to you. We would have to get a very large time capsule for that, though, because after all, remember how my first love letter to you was so many pages long? It was more like a love encyclopedia. I still remember you were all like, "Ooh, there's a package for me." And when you open it, there were just pages upon pages of me pouring out of my heart to you, confessing, saying how much I love you, saying all the things I love about you, saying how I love your hair, every single last strand on your head, how I wish I could just caress it all the time, how I want to collect every single hair that falls off of your head and keep and preserve it for all time, because every last part of you is absolutely precious and priceless and worth keeping and protecting. I still stand by what I said. Maybe we could even put some of your hair that I'm safekeeping in a time capsule. Oh, my love letter also talked about how much I love your fingerprint. Yeah, you must have been so confused when you first read about how much I love your fingerprint. You did read my letter back then, didn't you? Well, I'm sure you must have, because you're such a sweetheart. But I remember my letter just went on and on about how unique you are. How not only are you so precious, but that preciousness is one of a kind. You know, a cake can be sweet, but it's sweet like a cookie is sweet. It's not special, but you're different. You're special. Your sweetness is a unique, one-of-a-kind sweetness that cannot be replaced or replicated anywhere by anything. And that sweetness, alongside all your other wonderfully unique qualities, is symbolized by your fingerprint. And that's why I love it so much. I even have a poster of your fingerprint. That's just how splendid it is. There was even a picture of your fingerprint in the letter, so you could see for yourself how wonderful and beautiful it is. Of course, there were many other pictures of wonderful and beautiful things in that letter. It was all about you, after all. For instance, your eyes. Your eyes are really just the prettiest in the world. I could just stare at them for a... Well, you know how long I stare at them. You've told me several times it was making you uncomfortable. I'm so glad you can communicate with me like that, by the way. You know, communication is key to any relationship. That must be part of why ours has lasted so long. Though, I'm sure being bound by fate also plays a part. But, back to your eyes, husband. They say that eyes are the window to the soul, which must be why I love staring into yours so much. It lets me look at your soul and see for myself that you really are my soulmate. No wonder I get lost in them. Forever and ever. Until you tell me, honey, it's time for bed, or whatever it is you say anyway. I can't really hear very well when I'm still lost in them. It's like I'm in a trance. Even after you're asleep and your eyes are closed, I still like looking at pictures of them so I can still stare into your soul. Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Was I making you uncomfortable again? I was staring too intensely, wasn't I? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Do let me know if there's anything I can do to make it up to you. And I mean anything. Like, how about cooking? In fact, that's a fun activity we can do together. There's so many ways we can do that. We could cook each other meals. I can cook you all your favorites, and don't worry. You don't have to tell me which ones are your favorites, because I know all your favorites. After all, I keep track of statistics like how many times you ask me for a certain food, or how likely you are to finish a certain meal, or what average percentage of food you leave uneaten for certain meals. I know all of that. You know, normal things that any good wife should keep track of. And as for me, even if you don't know what my favorites are, just cooking for me is enough already. Anything you make me is my favorite, because it comes from you. I'll absolutely adore it, even if it's burnt. I'll approve of it, even if the AFDA wouldn't. Or maybe we could make it like a sort of competition. You know, like the ones you see on TV? We can try competing to see who can make the same dish better. Or maybe we could make it like a sort of competition, like the ones you see on TV. We can try competing to see who can make the same dish better. Or maybe we can each decide on our own dishes to make. Or maybe one of us could make the lunch and the other makes the dessert. Wouldn't that be so cute? Although, you might be fighting an uphill battle against me here since I'm such a good cook. You have first-hand experience that I went all in honing my skills back when I was trying to seduce you with my cooking prowess. It was a bit of an overkill in the end though, since it turns out you're not the pickiest of eaters. But still, it really came in handy since you love my cooking so much, which is good. Because I love cooking for you, hubby. Especially since I don't have to worry about chugging the meals I make for you. I remember back in the early days of my cooking lessons, I focused on making meals with flavors strong enough to mask the taste of the drug, instead of focusing on actually making meals that tasted as good as possible. But then, when I first asked you to come over to my place, you just agreed. I never thought in a million years that you would just accept that easily. Since it turned out I never had to drug you, I had to quickly switch out the meal I was going to give you with the backup that wasn't drugged. Love can be funny sometimes. But yeah, you're probably not going to beat me in a cooking contest. Unless we judge each other's meals, since I'm so biased in your favor that should at the very least cancel out my superior cooking skills. Though to be honest, it'll probably just grant you an automatic win. Though at that point, I guess it's not really a contest anymore. So, how about something more cooperative? We can try making something together. Like, how about one of those smoothies where there's just the one cup and then there's two straws in it for a couple to share? Isn't that so sweet and dramatic? Or maybe we could try baking. The two of us could make some amazing cream pies. Whatever you're in the mood for. But geez, all this talk of food is making me hungry. I could really go for some of your cooking right about now. I want you to fill me up. With your cooking, I mean. Or I can just cook for you. We don't have to overcomplicate things with cooking competitions or cooperative cooking activities or anything like that. For now, maybe I can just make you a snack to hold you over and then maybe you can decide later. How about some shaved ice, actually? You know what? Sorry, I make that snack a lot. You're probably tired of it. But can you blame me? I'm a Yuki Onna. Though, I think I know a snack you're not tired of that you can have any time. So, how about we roast some marshmallows over the fireplace? Oh, wouldn't that just be so romantic? And since it's all snowy outside, that makes it so fitting. Maybe you could even cuddle under a blanket together. Ooh, and we could have hot chocolate too. And not just a hot chocolate with the tiny marshmallow things that immediately dissolve either. I'll get some extra big marshmallows to put in your hot chocolate, because you deserve to be spoiled with a drink that is more marshmallow than liquid. If that's your preference anyway. What? What do you mean it's not cold enough for any of that? Wow. Do you feel that? Feels like the temperature just dropped. Naturally, of course, just enough to put us comfortably into romantic cuddling by the fireplace temperatures. Again with your accusations, hubby. I am highly offended that they accuse me of using my magic snow powers to lower the temperature just so we could cuddle by the fireplace. Maybe a bit more if you're in the mood for that. But yeah, you're right. I'm guilty as charged. But it's too late now. You have to cuddle with me by the fireplace. The temperature demands it. Look, I even got out a two-person bedroll for us to share, all set up by the fireplace. And look, it even has your favorite pillow, the one that says YES in capital letters on it. I'm glad you finally saw reason enough to join me by the fireplace like this. Although, I kind of feel guilty relaxing with you like this, though. Like, maybe we should be doing something more productive and, you know, do some chores. Maybe I should be doing a load of laundry or something. You, of all people, no one can handle a load. What? Oh, no. Don't worry about me, honey. I'm fine. The heat from the fireplace isn't too much for me. Thanks for worrying about it, though. It means the world to me. So validating to know you're afraid the warmth is too extreme for me. But don't worry. I'm not going to melt. The only thing in danger of melting here as my heart, if it keep on giving me those sweet puppy dog eyes. Gosh. I love you so much, I just want to kidnap you. But I mean, you're kind of already trapped here with me by the inclement weather, so mission accomplished. Okay. How's the temperature for you? I mean, you're not a Yuki Onna, so obviously I don't think it's going to be too warm for you. But are you cold? If you'd like, you can wear my sweater. It's a bit too big for me, but I think it would be just the right size for you. A perfect fit. Or if that's not enough, there's something else of mine that's a perfect fit for you that will keep you nice and warm. And we can always get some exercise if you're cold. That'd warm us up. There aren't too many ways you can exercise inside, but I can think of one. Well, just nothing about it, sweetheart. You know my offers are always open to you, among other things. Hey. Can I play with your hair? Just caress it a little? Thanks, hubby. This means so much to me. And I'm not talking about you letting me caress your hair. Well, okay. I am talking about that. But not just that. It's so much more. So much more. It's that you're always so accepting of me. I remember when I first visited your home. You were expecting someone to come over to fix your Wi-Fi. And I knew this, of course, because I was stalking you from the time I first met you until we finally got married. But since you were expecting someone to come fix your Wi-Fi, I took the opportunity to dress up as the technician and everything. I even brought a van and painted it with the logo of the internet service provider. And paid so much money to get an expert makeup artist so that I would have a good disguise and you wouldn't know it was me. It was a lot of effort, but it was all worth it when I finally got to step foot into your very home. And you invited me in so kindly. You let me use your bathroom and didn't raise a big fuss when it was taking too long. Not because I was actually using it, but because I was fangirling and hyperventilating a bit over, you know, how I finally was inside your bathroom. And could you blame me? I mean, your toothbrush was right there. The very thing that touches your bare teeth. I wanted so badly to snatch it and take it for myself and cuddle it to sleep and everything else that you could think of to do with a toothbrush. But of course I resisted. I thought that would be too improper. Granted, I was masquerading as an internet service provider's technician in order to invade your home, but taking your toothbrush is where I draw the line. Yeah. Then you just watch me work as I fixed your internet. I had to learn how to actually do it in order to be convincing. I didn't want my cover to be blown, after all. Talk about devoted, right? You know, I'm the most devoted wife out there. Others can't even come close. But then, as I was fixing up your internet, you told me, "Do you remember what you told me?" You told me, "You know, if you wanted to come over, you should have just asked. I'd be glad to say yes. You didn't have to pretend to be a worker." I was so embarrassed. I wanted to run out of the room crying, but you calmed me down and assured me. You told me everything was okay, and that you're not offended. You also thanked me for fixing the internet. Then, when I asked you how you knew it was me, you replied that the temperature dropped as soon as I walked in. It was so obvious in hindsight, I can't believe I didn't realize it then. But I guess it didn't matter in the end because you accepted me. You always accept me. Even when I was being so unreasonable on our first date, I remember that was when we first held hands. It was so magical. Breath. Taking, and I never wanted it to end. I wished our hands could remain intertwined forever. So as soon as you held my hand, I froze our hands together. Sorry, not sorry. But even though a normal person should have been alarmed to say the very least, you just chuckled a bit. Then you made a cute little pun. You said, "It's cool." It was so corny. But it was also so sweet. You're always just so sweet. I remember when we were cuddling for the very first time. I wasn't as good at suppressing my coldness back then, so you were shivering while you were cuddling with me. You were freezing to death, but you still didn't want to let go because you didn't want me to feel neglected. You didn't want me to feel alone, and that's why I promise you I'll always return the favor, my sweet, sweet, sweet hubby. I'll never let you feel neglected. I'll never let you feel alone. I'll always keep you company every single night. Let it be my pleasure, because I love you. I know I say this a lot, but I really do love you. I'm not really sure how to properly put this into words, but I really, really love you. Every morning, every afternoon, every night, I never stop loving you. Not even for a second. I loved you yesterday, and I love you tomorrow. If my love for you could be measured in some sort of unit, if it could be calculated with some sort of machine, the numbers would be beyond trillions and flow off the screen. Every last mathematician would be appalled. If my love for you was liquid, it would submerge the world. If my love for you was a gas, every last person would choke on it as it replaces the atmosphere. That's how much I love you. And I really do mean love. I'm not just talking about jealousy. I'd give my life for you. I'm not just being selfish or possessive in my love for you. But to be fair, I am the jealous type. I am so the jealous type. I wish I was the only one who had eyes, so that I was the only one who could see you. I'm not even just talking about other women. I get jealous even when animals see you. I get jealous when a pesky fly on the wall sees you in its primitive, blurry vision. If I didn't restrain my jealousy, who knows what would happen? But I restrain myself, because I don't want to be an unreasonable wife. I don't want to cause you trouble. You're my beloved husband, and you deserve a life free of trouble. But I wish I was the only one who had ears. Then I'd be the only one to hear your voice. Even if it was just to hear your voice. Even if I couldn't hear anything else. I wish I was the only one to have ears. Then I could have your sweet, precious voice all to myself. I'd be the only one to hear you say, good morning. I'd be the only one to hear you say, good night. I'd be the only one to hear you say, I love you. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? For me, it would anyway. But I know it's unreasonable. It's an unreasonable fantasy. For me to have you all to myself to that degree. But it's hard to not be that unreasonable and jealous when you're the best husband I ever could ask for. And I could ask for a lot, because you know how needy I am for you. Do you remember when we first got married? In those first few months? I'd always ask you if you really loved me. I was in such disbelief that you actually married me. Every morning when you'd wake up, I'd ask you if you really loved me. If you were just playing some sort of cool joke on me. And I'd ask the same thing before we went to sleep. But you were always so patient. You never got angry. You never got annoyed. You just assured me, yes, I really love you. I love you too, hubby. Especially when you put up with my neediness. Like in the mornings, I'll always beg you to stay in bed with me for just a few minutes longer. On hands and knees, I always beg you. And then after we've cuddled for a few minutes, I always ask again for just a few more minutes. You know how I get. You started setting your alarm early so we could wake up for some cuddling. That was so thoughtful of you. Though it's a bit difficult to wake up so early when I keep you up so late. Thank you so much. You've given me so many reasons to love you. Because there are so many things that you've done for me. And there are so many ways I can repay you too. We still have so much of our day together left. And we can spend it however you want. But if you'd just like to cuddle a bit longer like this, then that's fine too. Anything with you is fine. Because I love you. I love you. I love you, hubby. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. love you so much.